Chapter 10. The Yoga of His Opulence. On His Identity. The Supreme Lord said, "Again indeed, O mighty armed one, just hear my supreme instruction about that which to you, who are so dear to me, I say to your benefit. Nor the number of theists, nor the great wise, nor my origin. I am certainly the source of the godly and the great sages in all respect. He who knows me as the unborn one, without a beginning, and also knows me as the great Lord of the world, is not deluded among mortals, and is delivered from all reactions to sin. Intelligence, knowledge, composure, forgiveness, truthfulness, control of the senses and the mind, happiness, sorrow, birth, death, fear, and fearlessness also, non-violence, equilibrium, contentment, austerity, charity, fame, and infamy are the different aspects to the living being that are arranged by me. From the mind of the seven great sages before, and the four Manus, who also stem from me, all of the population born in this world has originated. Anyone who factually knows that all this opulence and unification of consciousness is also of me will be undivided in his engagement of devotional service. Of that there is no doubt. I am the source of all. From me everything emanates. This knowing, the intelligent ones, with love in their hearts, become devoted to me. With the full of their minds and lives set on me, they enlighten one another, talking about me constantly, and derive contentment and delight therefrom. To those who are always engaged in the loving ecstasy of devotional service, I give that oneness of intelligence by which they come to me. For them surely, to show special mercy, I, situated in their hearts, dispel the darkness born from ignorance with the shining light of knowledge." Arjuna said, "The Supreme Spirit, the Supreme Abode, the purest of the Supreme you are, the original personality, the transcendental Lord, the unborn one, and the greatest. Of you, all the great sages among the godly, like Narada and Asita, Devala and Vyasa, are speaking, and indeed you are now explaining it to me. All this that you have told me, O Krishna, I accept as the truth. Surely is this revelation of your supreme lordship not known by the godly nor by the godless. Surely you know yourself personally by yourself, O greatest one and original of